We are here. This is the main thoroughfare in Goshen.
Let us have a look around. There is no one about. I think Paro may have been mistaken.
What is that?
It seems to be a legion of soldiers.
What are Egyptian soldiers doing here at this unearthly hour?
Something tells me that is why Paro wanted us here at this outrageous time.
Ah, what have we here? Some royal officials. I guess the king wanted to make sure that we are carrying out his newest decree.
And what is that?
Our god king is the source of all wisdom.
Yes?
He is not human like you and I. He is a concept.
Yes, every three-year-old Egyptian knows this.
But here, your name?
Osiris of Nakhdar.
Osiris. Here, Osiris, is where you see it as clear as day. Our mighty god king is the king of destruction. Never let the Ivrim rest. Always distract them. Keep them fatigued. Make certain that they are exhausted all the time, so they don't have a moment or the wherewithal to think.
And what has that got to do with you being here with your troops at this absurd hour? I don't seem to see the connection.
It's got everything to do with it. For quite some time now, the Ivrim began their workday at 4.5 hours after midnight. A grueling schedule indeed, being that they don't get home in the first place until late in the evening. But our mighty god king has sensed that the Ivrim have become complacent of late. Do you have an inkling as to how precious 1/4 of an hour of sleep is to their broken bodies? The god king has decided to take a full half hour from them. They will from this day on be woken for work at 4 hours after midnight. Do you have any idea what this is going to do to their bodies? But more importantly, their minds.
The god king has a mountain view of us mere mortals. He is indeed a giant.
The only thing I don't understand is why he needed to send you here. Does he really think I would hesitate to wake them early? It is my pleasure, Osiris. My pleasure. Men, form ranks. Silence. Silence. This is to come as a surprise. On my count. 3, 2, 1. Go, 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 go!
Rouse! 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 Put on bed, slaves! Time to work! No more sleep! You're dead!
He just got back from work. He barely slept.
The sun is rising!
Abba!
Lazy bums!
Leave it alone!
Silence, woman! And keep that child quiet, or I will silence him! Do you hear me? Do you hear me, woman?
We rob them of their precious sleep, the most basic peace of mind, so they had no time to think of their great god. And now that is being taken from us. This god punishes measure for measure. A righteous god indeed. To contemplate their great god at this time, in spite of the fact that he is punishing us, would be most comforting. But alas, who now has the peace of mind to think of their god? We are indeed being punished precisely in the same fashion as we punished them.
The only difference is the Ivrim in spite of their suffering, never took their mind off their god. Not for a moment.
Yeah, you are right.
Well, if we can't sleep, perhaps we can find something to eat.
Yes, yes. The little bake shop we frequent together. I am famished. We headed out onto the streets of Egypt. I cannot describe to you the scene that met our eyes. As it was yesterday, a blanket of disgusting frogs covered the land as far as the eye could see. Our magnificent pyramids were blanketed with these vile creatures. Wherever you put your foot down, you stepped on frogs. With great difficulty, we reached the bake shop. Some bread?
I would wait.
Why?
You see that woman on the last table? Yes, the one with the three children. Very hungry. She just bought a loaf of bread. She's going to feed the little ones. Wait. Wait till after she breaks bread. Then make your decision whether or not to buy a loaf.
Ah! Ah! It is full of them! Ah! There are frogs inside the bread!
I'm hungry. I'm hungry. Mommy, I'm hungry.
It's full of disgusting frogs!
Ah! I don't care. I didn't eat a thing for 2 days. Give it to me. Give it to me. I want it.
Don't eat that! What are you doing? This is insane! You can't do that!
Pathetic.
True, but what are you going to do? The kids need to eat. Disgusting, repulsive. But when you've got to eat, you've got to eat. There simply are no options.
Well, Osiris, what are we waiting for? Let us try and break bread.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's disgusting.
This is disgusting.
I can't believe that we are eating this bread, Phoenix. Do you remember that day in Goshen when we were on Paro's inspection? It was later on in the day, around noontime. The head taskmaster was showing us around.
This here is the heart of the work site.
Faster! Faster! Move faster! Look at what you're doing! What is the matter with you?
This man needs some medicine. He dropped a stone, it broke. It is totally unfit to use for the project. Medicine, I tell you. He needs medicine.
Here. Tie him down right here. Stand here. Place your hands here. Don't move, slave!
I just wanted to tell you, Master, that I did not drop that stone intentionally.
When I said don't move, I meant...
Oh!
Don't move! Not your body! Not your lips! Do you understand? Don't move!
I am certain that you will bring good reports to our god king.
It is quite clear that not so much as a breath goes unsupervised.
What is that area over there?
What area?
Over there, with all the smoke rising from it.
Oh! The mud pits, of course!
Mud pits?
What, Phoenix? You grew up with a silver spoon in your mouth. So you've never seen the process of brick-making.
In those pits, they mix the clay with water to make the paste that keeps the bricks together. Come, I will show you.
The mud pits.
The water flows in through these canals, into the pit, There! Those fires in the pit heat the clay and water so it can be mixed properly.
Are those Ivrim moving around in the mud?
Certainly. They mix the mud.
They are covered in mud.
The mix needs to be very thorough. They mix with both their feet and hands. Actually, they are basically swimming in the mud.
They do not look human.
That's the point. Dehumanize them. Look at them, like frogs swimming in a muddy pond.
This has got to be the vilest job on the worksite.
Those who need the most severe discipline are condemned to the mud pits.
The smell is awful. And the fire on top of the burning sun makes the pit brutally hot.
5 moments! 5 moments! 5 moments, not more than 5 moments to eat!
Ah, meal time!
What are the taskmasters throwing into the mud?
Bread, Phoenix! It's their food, their lunch!
Eat! Eat! Eat, you dogs! You have 5 moments, and then it is back to work!
They eat that bread? It is drenched in mud.
True! But what are you going to do? The slaves need to eat. Disgusting, repulsive. But when you have to eat, you have to eat. There simply are no options.